Hare Krishna. So today we are talking on Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 2, verse 30 and 31. How many were you there in the Mangala Arati today? They made announcement, and there is no such a thing as a mistake, or there is no such a thing as a coincidence, but he made an announcement that today Bhagavatam class will be given by Radha Vinod Das. And today is a Chaitanya Charitamrita class. But I tell you, within Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a Bhagavatam. And sometimes in Bhagavatam, there is a Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you see that today's verse, is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami is talking about nothing, but actually the verse is from Bhagavatam. And he made an announcement. When he made an announcement, actually I was listening, and I said, oh, Bhagavatam. And I said, it is actually, though the name, title is Chaitanya Charitamrita, but everything is actually Bhagavatam. This is what actually I'm going to talk, because that is actually, there are 8 verses of Bhagavatam. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami actually is talking about that. So I think that is something, my realization this morning. Translation by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Topics about Krishna are like waves of the nectar. If such nectar does not enter one's ear, the ear is no better than the whole of damage, concert. Such an ear is created for no purpose. The purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In this connection, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur quoted the following verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 3, verse from 17 to 24, is the 8 verse actually he's given. So we just read the Sanskrit first. Ayuharati vaya pamsa ladyam astam cha yane asu tasyare yat kamsa kasanunita uttam sloka vrakya. Taravah kimna jivanti, vastra kimna swasante, na kadhanti, na mahanti, kim grame pasopare, svavidya varahostra kharaje, samasuta purusa posa, na yat kama pathayupate, jatu nama Gadagraja Bil Babaro Bator Rukama Vikrama Ye Na Samyavate Kamapute Narse Jihva Sati Dardruki Kevasuta Na Kopa Gayate Urgaya Gatha Baraha Param Pate Kinta jastam api uttam agam nanamen mukundam seva sakaro nakar kurute sapayayan hare nast lasat kanchana kanko va bahayati tenayate naranayam Lingani visorna nisikoto ye padunaman to durma janma bhoja kestarani navnu vrajato hare vayo jivan chayo bhagavata angri renuray na jhetu matyo biladeta yes tu Sri Vishnu Padya Manuja Tulsayaha Swasena Chavo Yas Tu Naveda Gandama Tad Asam Saranam Radayam Bitadam Yad Grahayam Manire Hari Namadheyaya Navikriyetatha Yadavikro netro jalam gatro ruse harasa. Both by rising and setting the sun decrease the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes the time by discussing topic of all good personality of Godhead. Do the trees not live? Do the billows of the blacksmith not breathe? All around us, do the beast not eat and discharge semens? Men who are like dog, hog, camels, and asses, praises those men who never listen to the transcendental pastime of Lord Sri Krishna, the deliverer from the evil. One who has not listened to the message about the pose and marvelous act of the personality of Godhead and has not sung or chanted loudly the worldly song about the Lord should be considered to possess ears like the hole of snakes and tongue like that of frog. The upper portion of the body, though crowned with the silk turban, is only heavy burden if not bowed down before the personality of Godhead, who can award mukti, freedom. And the hand, though decorated with glittering bangle, are like those of dead men if not engaged in the service of the personality of Godhead Hari. The eyes which do not look at the symbolic representation of the personality of Godhead Vishnu, his form, names, quality, etc., are like those printed on the plumes of the peacock. And the legs which do not move to holy place where the Lord is remembered are considered to be like a tree trunk. The person who has not at any time received upon his head the dust from the lotus feet of pure devotee of the Lord is certainly a dead body. And the person who has never experienced the flavor of the tulsi leaf from the lotus feet of the Lord is also a dead body. Although breathing, certainly that heart is still framed, which is in spite of one's chanting the holy name of the Lord with concentration, does not change and feel ecstasy, at which time tears fill eyes and the hair stand on the end. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuram Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pastachadi Sasa. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Sivasati Gaura Bhaktavine Kijaya. Here, actually, there are 8 verses we are talking about. Normally, one verse, actually, we have one class. And here, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami has given 8 verses to go through. And he gave wonderful commentary to learn. He's talking about, actually, the importance of this life to realize our lost relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How can we establish this relation? Human form of life, to get human form of life is very, very rare and very fortunate to have this human form of life. One time I was listening to this wonderful example that suppose if I switch off all the lights here, draw all the curtain and make this room very dark. There is only one door to get out from here. And if you are standing where I am, and if I turn around a few times, then you won't know the position. Doesn't matter how clever you are, you won't know the position where you are. And if you want to go out from the door, there is only one door. What can you do? The best way is slowly, 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 you come to the wall first. You have to touch the wall. And then you just go through the wall all the way till you find the door. Unfortunately, when you come near the door, and for some reason you have itching in your body, you are still walking and both hands are busy, and you miss the door and come to the other side of the door and start again looking for the door. Again, it's the same thing happen. How many times will you go round and around and around? This is how that actually we are so fortunate that we have given this torch, ISKCON torch, and with that you can find the door and come out. That's why Srila Prabhupada said, don't leave, just stay. Stay in ISKCON, and once you stay in ISKCON, definitely. Yesterday I was listening to the class of Ramanuja Prabhu. He was saying, the mango, as long as the mango is there on the tree, doesn't matter, it's not actually ripe, green mango, but it will stay there. One day it become a ripe and it become a very sweet mango. So same thing, as long as actually we stay with ISKCON, Prabhupada said, definitely you will come to the point where you will see, personally see the Krishna. Here he is saying in this, all this verse, that all the limbs of the body we have to utilize somehow to service for Krishna. All the limbs, the eyes, the legs, the hand, the mouth, the ears, each and every limb, if you utilize for Krishna's service, that means actually you surrender totally to Krishna. When you're surrendering, there is one beautiful song from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I love this song. I really like this song so much. He's saying, Manaso deho geho, Manaso deho geho, Jokinchu mor arpilu tu apade nandakisor. Manaso deho. Mana means the mind, deho means the body, and geho means family. I offer my mind, my body, and my family to you, Krishna. Jokinchu mor, whatever there is mine, very important, whatever there is mine, I think. Normally we think this is mine, but in the reality nothing is mine. But whatever I think is mine, the mind, the body, and the family, everything I offer to you. That means nothing is mine, I'm yours. And then the second line is saying, Maro birakobi joi cha tumhare nitya dasapati tuva adhikar. Maro birakobi joi cha tumhare. Now, the first line is saying that I'm offering myself to you. The mind, the body, and the family. I'm offering to you. Then, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Maro bi rakho bi joicha tumar. If you want to actually fly me, fly me. If you want to protect me, protect me. Whatever. But one thing, I want to be your servant all the time. Doesn't matter. It's up to you, whatever you want to do with this body. That's why the devotees are not looking for the moksha, the liberation. Doesn't matter. If I'm here, I'm serving Krishna. And if I go back to Godhead, I'm there, I'm serving Krishna. So me, there is no different. What I want, one thing I want your association. I want you around me all the time. I want to actually say, I want to be your servant all the time. Das anu das anu das. I want to be servant of the servant of the servant. So, if you do this, and then actually, he's saying, Janma bimoy icha jaditor brakta grahe jani janma hoy more. He's saying, number four, if it is your will that I will be born again, then may it be in the home of your devotee. He said, Krishna, I leave it to you. If you decide that I should take birth again, I don't mind. But please do me one favor. Give me the birth at your devotee's house. So I can start my bhakti. I can hear. I can serve. And that I can continue my life as a devotee. So he's asking, doesn't matter. Whatever you decide is up to you. I'm not asking for moksha. I'm not asking for liberation. I'm not asking for na dhanam, na janam, na sundaram. I'm not asking anything. If you want me to come back again, but just give me birth as you. And the other line actually, that is very important. Number five. Kita janma hoy jathatu vadata bahir mukha brahma janme nahi atam. This is another very good one. May I be born again even as a worm. May I be born again even as a worm so long as I remain your devotee. I have no desire to born as a Brahman averse to you. He said, even if you give me birth as actually worm, please me put me in the gutter of the devotee's house so I can take the remnant from the devotee when they eat your prasadam. He doesn't want direct your Krishna's prasadam. He said, I take the prasadam. The devotee has taken your prasadam and that remnant in the gutter, I can take it and I become a devotee. I can continue serving. Look at Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the way he's writing, that I don't want anything. If you want me to take birth, I don't mind. And if you want me to take birth as a worm, even still I don't mind. As long as actually you put me, that worm, in the devotee's house gutter, so I can take the remnant every day. This is actually the way the one should actually observe how to serve Krishna. Further, actually, there are two more words on that one, but our continued time is already 20 minutes left. Living entity is always seeking for happiness. We all know that. And that's a natural situation, that they want to be happy. But most of the time, the living entity, especially human being, doesn't know where to find the happiness. We are looking the happiness in the material world. We forgetting that we're supposed to be serving Krishna. Rather than using all the limbs, rather than surrendering to Krishna, we want to surrender to our mind. We want to surrender to ourself. And we want to enjoy. And actually looking for the happiness. But we can't find the happiness. The living being is consistently spiritual spark of the complete whole. And his happiness can be perfectly perceived in the spiritual activity. Now, Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, is a complete spirit whole. And if Krishna is the spirit whole, then we want to find the happiness, only one place we can find, that is with Krishna. And if you are not with Krishna, then there is no way we can find the happiness. The only we can find that is if you surrender to Krishna and if you render the service to Krishna and make Krishna happy by your service, that will make your eternal happiness. And you can continue. They said, like when you are not well, the doctor will inject you in your body, very little, tiny little drop, but that actually will go on your body and act such a way. The same thing, if you get a spiritual topics put through your ear in your body, it will act such a way that all your impurity will go away. That means if you want to render service, you have to start with something. Krishna doesn't want you to just surrender straight away. Krishna says, just start. If you do little beginning, Krishna is very far. There is actually in Hindi that Krishna, aap bahut dur hai, you are very far. How can I reach you? I can't come to you because you live very far. Krishna said, yes, I live very far. But same time, I'm very close to you. Just look at in your heart. I'm sitting in your heart as the Paramatma. And if you take one step towards me, I'll take 1,000 steps towards you. And I will come to you. So, the little endeavor is very important for making progress, to get eternal happiness. Instead of that, the modern way of life is that we want to prolong our life. We want to stay as long as actually we can stay. Why? So we can actually enjoy the material enjoyment. The sleeping, eating, drinking, mating, all these things I want to enjoy. And because of that reason, I want to prolong my life. And there are so many people actually, they're wasting so much time. And there are people to make money out of this. They say, if you take this, your life will be prolonged. You can stay a little longer. Take this tablet, that tablet, that vitamins. And people are buying those. They want to prolong. But what is the reason actually why they prolong? Just to enjoy the sense gratification? And if you go into that, then you totally forget that why you are here. This human form of life is not just to enjoy your life materially and actually do the advancement in materially. But the human form of life is to understand that who is God? Who am I? What is really my identification? And what is the purpose I'm here? And if you search on that one, then your life will be successful, because our human form of life is to advance in spirituality. That means actually we have to render the service. And to the render the service, actually you have to find the supreme person who can render the service to. But how can you find the supreme person? And for that reason, we need a guru who can guide us properly. And there is no better guru than Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada actually never said actually, I am God. There are so many other gurus, they give the knowledge and then they say, oh, I am the God, you just worship me. Srila Prabhupada actually never admitted that I am God. Even actually he said, I am trying to become a devotee. The greatest devotee of all the time, made so many devotees in the world, he said, I am trying to become a devotee. And if you come in contact with him, then you will understand Krishna. Prabhupada said, actually, I just repeated somewhere, that Prabhupada said, I got a perfect information about God, about Krishna. And if you want, I can give you free. You just have to dial his number. I got his personal number. And if you dial that number, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. That if you dial this number, and Krishna doesn't have any secretary. Krishna answered the call. Yes, Radha Vinod, can I help you? What can I do? Imagine if I dial the number and Krishna will Radha Gopi say, yes, Radha Vinod, what can I do for you? I'm waiting for you. You get collapsed. Wow. You hear Krishna direct. No secretary. Hold on. Or if you want this number, please dial number 2. If you want that dial number, you go round and round. You dial all the digits. Yes. See you next time. Then you put the phone and dial again. But here, if you dial the number with your heart, true heart, clean heart, Krishna will answer the call directly. To make that call, Krishna is saying that Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Kalo Nasteva 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 Gatirinata. In this Kali Yuga, if you want to actually just come to me, if you want me to answer your call, just do Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama. What is the Hare Nama is? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. That is the only tapasya we have to do. What is the tapasya? Come to the Mangalarti. Attend the Mangalarti. Sit down, do the congregational chanting. One time Sutapa was saying that he brought someone in the Mangalarti. Very first time the person came and he wanted to see that actually what is Mangalarti. The Mangalarti was very nice. Devotee was in ecstasy, they were just dancing and he was so impressed that actually 4 o'clock, half past 4 in the morning and a devotee are dancing without taking any drugs. He said, wow, that is something. And then after the Mangalarti finished and everyone started, they were chanting. And then you can see on myself, I do the same thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The amazing thing is, some devotees are actually sleeping while they were chanting and standing and walking around. Sometimes you get confused that anytime he's going to fall down. And Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And when he saw this, this is the real thing. When he saw, he said, Sutapa, what is going on here? He said, they're all chanting. He said, I can see they are chanting, but half of them are sleeping. Even they're walking, they are still sleeping. Sutapa said, doesn't matter. At least they made an endeavor to come to the Mangalarti. Krishna knows. He's very tired. Krishna accepts. Krishna is so kind. Actually, one European devotee was talking to me the other day, and he said, you know, there is one lady, last year this happened, she came to the temple in Europe, and the Kartik month was going to start, so she heard some devotee, they were talking, oh, this month I'm not going to eat this month I'm not going to do this month I'm going to do this. So she heard, so she made a vow as well, that this month I'm not going to eat chocolate. And she didn't eat chocolate for a whole month. Then she came after 1 month and the devotee says, so how was your... He said, fantastic, I didn't eat the chocolate whole month. He said, wow, you didn't chocolate? No chocolate? He said, no chocolate. But what about the rest of the thing? Like drinking alcohol? Yeah, I was drinking alcohol every day. She was drinking alcohol every day, but because she heard, she came very first time. I tell you, I said, Krishna is still very kind because she was ignorant. Foreign body, white body. She did not know anything, but what she heard, that this month, if you do this sort of thing, many times actually we get into this, I think, I don't know how that came from. Srila Prabhupada told, you should chant more round, you should read more. Srila Prabhupada never, I think, told Prabhupada disciple here that you should give up chocolate, you should give up this and give up crisp and this. I think Prabhupada never said. I think we just adopted this. This month I'm not going to do this. But at least this woman, she accepted. She did not have an idea about the chanting. She did not have an idea about God. She came first time, she heard, and she said, okay, I'm not going to do this because I'm going to get a benefit out of this month. She done it. And she said, I was drinking wine and whiskey every day. But I was not eating chocolate. I'm sure Radha Gokulananda is very kind, must have given something to her, because she was ignorant. If she had knew, she could actually stop from that month. But then actually devotee told that actually he shouldn't, and they said, oh, I didn't know. I thought actually you don't eat chocolate. So then actually he said, okay, I will try my best. And slowly, slowly, she gave up drinking. You know how this works? So if you do actually little endeavor, rest, Krishna will take care. There was one boy actually, he was saying, I am a yoga teacher. I do yoga and I have to earn money. If I don't work, if I don't get a job, if I don't have a business, then actually I can't look after my family. I said, yes, that's fine. But do one thing, just try to depend on Krishna and just chant. He said, how many times I chant? I said, just do about 10 times this mantra. And he said, oh, that's very easy. 10 times I can do it. I said, 10 times if you chant this mantra, and I tell you, Krishna will take care of you. And he said, do you think so? I said, when you were little baby, Krishna, your father and mother took care of you so nicely. When you were hungry, you went to your mom and said, mom, I'm hungry. Mom gave you the food. When you wanted money, you went to your father and the father gave you the money. Did you have any problem? He said, no, I never had any problem. I said, now you have a problem? He said, yes. Because actually, I said, no, why you have a problem? Because you are not connected to your father and mother. You are not under the shelter of your father and mother. As long as actually you are shelter of your mother and father, you don't have to worry. Now, okay, you actually left your mother and father, you are here now. He was somewhere else. I said, now depend on Krishna. And if you depend on Krishna, jare dekho, sorry, maro bi, rakho bi, jo ichha tumhare. If you surrender to Krishna, that whatever you want to do, if you want to fly me, you want to protect me, I am yours. You take care of me. And if you do this, and I just chant this mantra, there are two things will happen. Either you will lose something, or you will gain something. There are only two things going to happen by chanting this mantra. Now, by chanting this mantra, one out of these two, one is gone. He said, what? He said, loser is gone. We have got, there is nothing to lose. He said, that's true. I said, that means there is only one thing. There is a gain. You gain or you may not gain. There is two things left now on the right hand side. But at least you're on the positive side. That's chant. He said, it makes sense. 10 times is no problem. I can do this. I say, you do 10 times. And after 10 times, if you think that you're gaining something, then what you do? You invest more. That means instead of 10 times, do 20 times. Because you want to invest double to make it double. He said, that is makes sense. He said, I will try with the 10 times first. So, I think it's a way of preaching. People are there to take it. And if you actually preach such a way, they will take, because there is a gain. Here, Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Goswami is saying that all your limb, you just utilize to serve Krishna. And if you do this, he said, you have your eyes, go in the temple and take the darshan of Krishna. That is the purpose of your eyes. Otherwise, the eyes is just useless. You have your legs. Go to the Krishna's temple. Go to Parikrama. And that is actually, if you go to Holy Dham, this is Holy Dham. Krishna is here. And that is the purpose of the legs. If you have an ear, listen about Krishna's glorification. Rather than actually using for something else, Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Goswami actually comparing human body with the four things. The dog, the hog, camel, and asses. Dog, what do dog do? Eating, sleeping, defending, and protecting. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. The man do the four things as well. What is the difference? That if you don't do anything different, then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami said, you are none different than just dog. So you are a dog. One person actually said, I don't mind Srila Prabhupada said tathastu. He became a dog in your next life as well. Srila Prabhupada gave the blessing. So people are so ignorant. They said, oh, Johan, I don't mind a dog. You are a dog. Because there is no different. So if you don't have it, then he's comparing with the hog. Hog, they eat anything and everything. They don't discriminate. Even they are fond of actually rubbish. They are fond of actually stool. They eat. And what is the human form of life? They don't discriminate anything about whether I can eat this or I can't eat this. In Bhagavad Gita actually saying that patram pusvam phalam toyam. That you eat only vegetable, fruit, flour and actually water. And still people are eating all this nonsense which is just we don't offer to Krishna, so we don't eat. The devotee eat only prasadam. They don't eat anything else. So this is why actually Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami actually explaining that there is no difference between the human form of life and the hog. The dog, hog, and then camel. You know what the camel eat? The camel is thorn. And when they eat the thorn, actually their lips and tongues actually get cut. And they bleed. And when they bleed, the blood is actually connected with the thorn, and the thorn tastes very sweet. And they're thinking that, wow, this is so sweet. And they carry on eating. But they don't realize that actually they're eating thorn, and the thorn is cutting the tongue, and the tongue, from the tongue, the blood is coming. So their own blood, they're eating, they're sucking, and they're enjoying. Isn't it actually materialistic people do the same thing? They work so hard Monday to Friday. Prabhupada saying actually, people leave in the morning before the sunrise, and they come back after the sunset. They hardly see the family. The children actually, they don't see who the father is. They only see the mother. And the father occasionally there, then mother has to introduce, this is your father. He said, what? Because they never seen. He's so busy making money. And while actually the young age where he's supposed to be with the children, to play around, he's spending all his time making money. Sometimes they go away. He says, oh, my husband is in Dubai. My husband in Dubai. What are you doing? He said, I'm just raising my children. What a life. Yeah, he's making good money. But you don't see your husband, the children don't see the husband, the father. What's the point of making the money? But this is how the mundane thing is going on. So, their life is exactly like the camel life. And S is the last one. They think that if I don't carry this burden, if I don't carry this weight, I will not get my food. And what the food is? Green grass. End of the day, the master give you little grass, and the S is so happy that, thank you, master, I'm ready to carry. The grass is available freely. Just go out in the field and eat. But no, it's depending on the master. He give me the thing. If I don't carry, I won't get it. That exactly the human form of life is doing the same thing. And that's why the devotee life is so good. Come in the Mangalarti, chant your round, go and preach, come back, and Krishna is happy. Don't have to worry. Actually, people are making money so much and they are not enjoying. When I went to India, I'm from India, but actually when I went to India again, that time actually I was very ignorant. Still ignorant, but actually I have little knowledge now. So when I came out from the airport, and I saw people, they were sleeping midday, 12 o'clock, it's so hot. The person is actually covering himself top to bottom, even the head, sleeping so peacefully. The people, is going on, the horn is going on. The person is sleeping so silently. I said, wow. The person, the millionaire, Sleeping in this new bed now, actually, I don't know what you call the new mattress they have got, that if you go on the bed, you go to sleep. The millionaire still can't go to sleep. In the first class bedroom, in the first class mattress, that over 1,000 or 2,000 pounds costing, for India the 2 lakh rupees, and still he can't go to sleep. You have to turn right and turn left and then go and sleep and go, so you get some water and medicine. And the person in the street with the horn sleeping. Now who is happy? The person in the street actually sleeping on the road, on the footpath, he is happy. The person actually is a millionaire. He's working so hard, but he can't go to sleep. The person actually don't have to worry. When I wake up, he will do the job, earn, eat something, and go back to sleep. I'm not saying that's the best life, but at least actually he's having nice sleep. I'm just comparing these two. Then actually I realize that actually who is really happy? Who is really actually rich? The person sleeping on the footpath, or person actually having wonderful house? So Prabhupada this Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami is comparing with dog, the hog, the camel, and the ass. And he said, if you don't want to do this, if you want to actually really happy in your life, if you want to actually eternal happiness, the only place you will find a little happiness or eternal happiness, if you have connected in spirituality. And that's why he's saying that use your eyes, use your ears, use your mouth, use your legs, use your hand, all limbs, your body, use it for Krishna service. And if you do this, then 100% you will get eternal happiness. Hare Krishna, the time is exactly 9 o'clock. Any comment, any question?